adventurers. You have joined us for another edition of the Drunks and Dragons podcast. I am your dungeon master, Michael DeMauro, and with me is Tim Lanning. Jennifer Cheek. Mika Howard. And the Mike Bachman. So how are you guys doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
Michael ran away again, and
we cannot find him.
Guys, can we just jump right into it?
Sure.
Damn it.
I was gonna read 99 reviews if we could do that. I think we could get caught up.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
So this is a spoiler-free podcast, so we're just going to set it up a little bit for you guys. We find our heroes in the Feywild after having a grand adventure, which I'm not going to talk about right now. There's a great celebratory feast.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, things get a little weird. The group awakes deep in the forest. What does that look like, guys?
Y'all want some ferret wine? Good.
Yuck! Ew! Lonnie, that was so gross. There was more eggs this time than last time.
I don't know what you're talking about. That just had extra spice.
Oof. I kind of like.
You groggily rouse yourself.
Ooh, I'm awake.
When you hear a familiar melody floating through the forest.
I jack off.
Old Ben Dillada. The jacket is blue and his boots are yellow. What's this I see lying in the clover? It's my dear old friends, and they look hungover. Hey, guys.
Oh, hey, Ben. It's been a while.
Did you guys fuck last night?
It's just us here. Yeah.
Dear. Silverberries, not now. I need time to recover.
So, we have to go, Ben. I mean, I don't want to be around you when you're around the bear again.
You're actually exactly the people I needed to see.
Your voice changed.
What? My voice has been like this the whole time.
Toby, you're just hungover.
Oh, my, ouch, my head. RTF.
So come sit with me, me hearties. There's somebody I'd like you to meet.
Okay.
I like
Viscount, please join us so our party is complete.
That's,
yeah.
That's a cat.
Yeah, it's a cat.
Do you think we can pet? Can I pet you, Kit Kat? You look so... Okay,
no.
I'm so sorry.
Don't... Ben, sorry. That's a Rakshasa. They're very, very bad.
They are, but he's a special one. And, well, you see, there's an evil fae creature who's unleashing an ancient evil in this wonderful forest of mine.
Oh, God damn it.
Well, we gotta do something about that.
We do, and, well, the Viscount here, he's the only one who can help us.
So you're saying the evil guy is gonna help against the evil guy?
He doesn't seem that bad.
Evil is relative.
You sound like my uncle. He used to smoke 40 cigars a day, but let me tell you, I just loved him, and he's a peach, and I think you are too.
Peachy.
Well, it seems like this will be over faster if we disagree with you, so we agree, so we do it, yeah.
So you see, this evil creature, he has a plan. He's trying to unleash this ancient evil, which, unfortunately, is my one weakness.
No.
Otherwise, I'd deal with it myself.
Oh, sure. You've already been proven in the story to be very, very powerful.
You see, I can't take this evil on because, well, it's my brother. Greg Dilladong.
Wait a second. That's my dad's name. Ben's my brother's name. All right.
Your brother on your mother's side or your father's side?
Both.
Yeah, makes sense.
Been there.
So, can you tell us about this evil object?
Yes. It is the Staff of Law. It's very important.
Okay.
It's very powerful. And I can't explain it.
Can we use it when we get it?
No.
Is it sparkly?
It's mine.
Well, like, difference between can we use it and can we use it? Like,
no!
What happens if we use it accidentally?
You can trust us, we won't, but... If we do...
It won't work for you. Just me.
I can figure it out.
That's worth a try.
Well, just you and this evil creature.
It has subverted my magical Staff of Law.
Well, the good news is...
Should we say what's happening?
Christopher Fidel from Greater Than Games, everyone.
Yeah. I just realized that it's going to go on the feed, and then they'll be like, I don't know what's happening.
I just got a new voice.
So you see the Viscount here. I did change my voice again, you're right. The Viscount here.
I would never call you out. How dare.
He can summon, or no, he can sense the staff of law.
Okay.
And so he should be able to lead you right to it.
I used to carry the staff of law everywhere, and now all I have is this stick of despair.
Well, it's not the size of the staff.
How did you lose it, by the way?
A most pesky creature took it from me. A tiny, terrible, rhyming creature. A most quenchless creature called Thirst.
I mean, I think he sounds pretty cool, actually.
Yeah. Thirst isn't a name.
I think it could be a name, but also who you are.
Oh, oh wow. Thirst means horny
really
now,
good.
Too. Is he horny or is he thirsty?
Yes. You know.
Who even knows?
Okay.
But I can sense the staff of law is somewhat comparatively near.
A hour's worth of travel time or give or take.
Roughly.
Yeah.
If I had to guess.
Yeah. We could probably complete this in the next 40 minutes. Does that make sense?
I should hope so, yes.
Well, I don't have anything to do with the next 50 minutes or so, yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah.
Now, my friends, if you get in trouble, there's a way that you can summon me. Sure, I can't take on Greg, but you might have other problems along the way.
Sure.
So you can summon me by singing a song.
Oh.
I don't sing in public.
Well, you're gonna have to because here's the. Well, I mean, you know, maybe you'll need it. Maybe you won't. Who's to say it's Dungeons and Dragons?
We're very powerful. I don't know if you've heard of us before, but we're the Tower of Grey.
Yeah.
We're famous.
We're famous.
I met you guys when you were getting your ass kicked by those drow.
Yeah, Rowan, that was a really weird thing to say.
That was like weeks ago.
Yeah, we got much stronger now since then.
Anyway, let me tell you what the song is.
Okay.
So when you get in trouble, which maybe you will, maybe you won't.
Whom's to say?
You can sing, "What happened? How did we get in so much trouble? Old Ben Dilladong, come help us on the double.
What happened? How did we get in so much trouble?
Old Ben Dilladong,
help us on the double.
Dilladong."
We're doomed.
That was great, but I don't...
Music? What? Do you have the sheet music for that?
What key are we just feel about? It in your heart.
Okay.
And that was great, but I don't think I heard the Viscount singing. Let's try it again with feeling.
Wait, can you say it again? I forgot it.
What happened? How did we get in so much trouble? Old Ben Dilladong, come help us on the double.
All right. Okay. One, two, three.
What happened? How do we get in so much trouble? Ben Dilladong, help us on the double.
Wow, that was perfect.
Thanks.
You sang.
I sang.
We got Jennifer to sing.
Michael,
the curse has been lifted.
Did we get inspiration for that?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, thank you. Inspiration. Oh, that was so good.
I always have inspiration. It's just permanently marked there.
You can actually use your inspiration too if you want to.
To sing it again?
It's up to you.
All right. Sing it again. Take the better of the two songs.
So here you guys are. You've got this vast fey forest in front of you. What do you do? So let's take a drink.
I'm sorry, I'm real parched.
Oh, my parents were there.
Can I sit?
Can I sense where a direction?
Absolutely. Yeah. Viscount Ambrosius Corrin.
Michael called it Viscount or whatever. You're like, you know it's Viscount, right?
Wow, way to call him out on stage.
It's the Call Out Michael show.
You know, you feel exactly where that staff is.
We must proceed this direction.
Sure. As a ranger, I can confirm that he's correct.
Can I roll a sense motive to see if he's accurate? Yeah.
Sense motive is definitely not
a
thing.
I'm sorry.
I'm not gonna take the bait.
Could I send out my skeletons ahead to
sure.
just check, make sure if he's right?
Yeah. I do that. Okay.
Scott does not trust this kitty cat.
Yeah. Your skeletons wander around for a while and come back, and you're like, sure.
Can they talk?
They can now.
You fucked up. Sure.
Yeah, there you go. Write that down. Put that on your character sheet.
All right, so you guys you're headed to the forest.
Okay.
Things have changed so much since you were here, since you whatever happened that we're not talking about.
Right. And, no spoilers.
It is a fey forest now. It's bright. It's colorful. There's all kinds of crazy butterflies flying around.
Is there a big snake?
Would you like there to be a big snake? There's very a huge
much
so. Snake.
Can we
oh, wow, big snake.
roll animal handling?
Oh, shit. I got a +4. I rolled a 19 +4, so a 23. I ride the snake.
You ride that snake. All right, so, that, I think, probably speeds you along. Even.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. We're all of a snake. It's a really big snake.
Don't forget to add Roland's overland speed to that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's here. Can I, Toby, haste the snake?
I don't have haste.
Damn it. It's good.
Wait, I thought I did.
Flip.
Maybe it was just in my spellbook and I never actually learned it, but I've been using it anyway.
Who's to say?
Yeah, no, I don't have it.
I want to learn it. It sounds fun.
So you're still making great time.
Thanks.
When out of nowhere, you hear a buzzing sound.
Oh, man. Oh, it's very loud. It's coming from all sides.
And then, let's see what other sounds are going to make. And then you hear some loud thudding.
I did that too much on the balcony.
Then you hear the porn, yes, 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 yes. Sorry, too much letter, Kenny. Sorry, no more of that. Ever. We hear the intro to The Walking Dead, but done with your mouth. It's so hard. You can't do it.
You can't do it.
Can't do it.
I
want to do this the rest of the time.
Michael is right on the verge of just killing all of us.
Yeah. Now.
Sorry.
Well, we'll see. So you hear this buzzing, and these four small people come zooming out of the forest.
How fast do they go?
Very fast.
Do they go faster than me?
They go slightly faster than you.
Do you think I could tie them onto my ankles and my wrists, and they would carry me?
Hold on a second.
I don't see any reason why that wouldn't work.
Okay. Thank you, Scott.
They go faster.
Oh, yeah, you rolled. Yeah, definitely.
Do they have their own snake?
They have four tiny snakes.
Do they seem to intend us harm?
They do, and they jump out in front of you. They buzz around on their snakes, and they're like,
"We must stop you. You shall not make it to our leader."
Great. Right?
Wait, you didn't rhyme. Don't you all rhyme?
We're not rhyming. We're not like him. We're bigger and but faster.
Okay. You still keep talking like you're gonna rhyme, so I'm just like.
I really am waiting for you to rhyme.
Can you just say one rhyme, please?
That's not what we do.
I cast gas on them. It's a wisdom 18 saving throw.
Before you can do it.
let me roll my initiative.
I didn't
ask. You go first.
Let us introduce ourselves because we have funny names. I'm Pib, and this is RC, there's Fanta, and over here is Jolt.
I love how much dumb shit like that makes me happy in life.
Yeah.
And they're like, and unfortunately for you, our master has given us a spell to cast. And hold on a second again.
You're gonna cast it real fast.
Toby counterspell.
And
dude, you know what? I'm not.
And suddenly you feel a bizarre change come over your bodies.
Rowan, have you felt this way before?
Several times.
Not again.
Toby finds himself transported into the body of Rowan.
Oh. Hell yeah.
And wait, vice what? Versa. And Scud and Lonnie change as well.
What?
And I'm going to have to ask you all to switch character sheets, please.
Do you really want Jennifer to try to figure out Toby on this stage?
I got it! I'm good at
really D&D! Play another powerful character?
I got wine on my character sheet.
I did.
Well, this is just about what I saw.
Do I turn into a big snake?
you feel very snake-like.
Okay.
But you notice all your new friends here.
They're acting weird.
Go all wobbly-kneed and stuff.
Oh, well.
What ails you?
I don't. It's Bonnie. And beautiful. I'm probably the most good-looking person in this room.
Rowan, get out of my body. Stop. Give it back.
No. I kind of like it now.
You guys, I'm so fast now. Just sprinting circles around the group.
I like skeletons.
So, I just don't know any of my facts anymore.
And I think I'm gonna have to ask you all now to roll initiative.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank.
LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Four plus
four? Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Oh, shit. It's good.
Yeah. You got a lot of initiative. This is great.
I still rolled shit. But.
Why do I have such a handle?
I got a 19.
No, I'm just right, Nika. Nika has an 18.
19.
19.
I got a 14.
13. So just to clarify, I'm in Rowan's body, and I can cast spells and such, right? Even though my body is a ranger body.
What?
My body's a ranger body.
No, you're in
but
Toby.
You as a ranger can...
This is all
I'm Toby.
Confusing.
You're Toby.
I'm Toby, and I'm in a ranger body.
No, you're Toby and Toby... Hello! look how short you are! You're much more close. Look how tall I am!
I was playing this opposite.
Yeah,
I was doing the Toby voice again. Let's start doing it.
It's like your souls have been transformed.
Yeah.
Okay. This is like a Freaky Fridays.
Whoa. Okay, so I'm in Scud's body.
Yeah. Go on.
This is lame.
What, Tim, what did you get?
Eight.
Wow.
Plus four initiative.
Nice. Got an eight. All right. Scud?
Go first.
Shit.
Okay, wait, who are we fighting again?
Four buzzing things.
No, okay. You're playing Spider-Man. Oh, okay. It's a lie about your
RC. It's a very quick man.
I got a 24, Michael, I'm sorry.
You got a 24?
No, I was joking. Okay. Sorry, it was a joke between Bachman and I. Yeah.
We're having our own little thing around. It's fine. You can listen to it later, it's a separate feed.
Okay, I want to cast a spell. I don't know. Even as Jayla, I didn't cast spells. I sacked him for damage. Michael, I don't know what to do with this. Okay.
It's good, because Dungeons & Dragons combat is so famously quick.
Wait. Why don't you just, like, combo somebody?
That's what I do. Damn. I'm sorry. Me, Nika. I wasn't looking at the page of spells. I want to do Chill Touch.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, I want to touch somebody. I got a 22.
That's in a hit.
Yes. Okay, 3d8 necrotic. And Scud/Lonnie basically reaches out. Oh, I have Spell Sniper too, so I'm not anywhere near him.
Is touch like actual touch, or is it?
No,
like,
it's
range.
That's
touch. That is confusing.
It is confusing. Yeah.
It they gotta
D&D,
fix that
we don't
gotta,
do so well.
That's not on us.
Yeah.
Oh, that's jingle.
15 necrotic damage.
You, it goes, you got me. Suck.
That was good.
And then it comes at you with its pointy little dagger, and it stabs you three times. Oh, you're not anywhere near, right?
What? No, I'm not close to it.
Okay. It stabs him three times.
Don't hurt Lonnie!
Yeah, I'm I'm not him.
It's that's her three times. all right, that's gonna be a. Oh, where are we? That is gonna be a 16.
To what?
To your. What?
No, it doesn't. For once.
The second one's gonna miss, and then it's a 26.
That seems fake.
He says confidently.
Yes, fake
news.
Yeah.
You okay. Hesitated on the six.
He did, yeah. I saw his eyes wander, and then. Yeah, no, that'll do it.
All right, you take 8 points
do
of damage.
Do any bullshit?
No.
Okay.
What is it? What type of damage is it?
Piercing.
Yeah, that fucks us up.
Wait, you said it was poison damage, right?
No, I said piercing.
Oh, okay.
I can't be poisoned.
Yeah.
We should agree not to help each other.
No, we can't.
You're right.
Die.
Okay, Lonnie, you just got stabbed.
Hey, it's me again. how much did I get stabbed for?
8.
I don't. Where's all your HP?
No, I have more than that. That's wrong.
Oh, this is like what
that's
you were
wrong.
At.
This says you have 16 hit points.
What? Yeah. It says max HP 16 hit points.
That's not
as
right.
We all know, you get 1 HP a level.
Wait, didn't you guys do that?
Yeah.
Hell.
Yeah, that's. I like that number better.
I have that this is much closer. You
definitely have more than that.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Just
yeah.
Don't kill me.
I can't promise anything.
Okay, what does Lonnie do?
Well, I wanted to do something, but she doesn't have any spells, so I guess I can't do anything.
Rogue.
Oh yeah, rogue. Yep. Mm-hmm. Today on Mike Williams to play D&D for the first time. Ooh, can I martial arts them? You can't help me.
Let's agree to help each other.
I was gonna say.
Okay, you
that
punch.
Only not helping only benefits Tim. Yeah.
Can you use a key point to either dodge?
How many key points do I have?
Shit. Don't worry about it. You're not going to ever use it.
Okay, I use a key point to punch.
You punch 4 times.
4 times?
Or do you want to make Michael have disadvantage?
Well, yeah.
Okay, you punch 2 times, and then Michael has disadvantage when he tries to attack you next.
Oh, shit.
All right, roll it.
Yeah, so I do that. I punch. Do I get a roll for that too?
Yeah.
Your character sucks. What's my bonus? Hit bonus.
I gotta say, the difficulty level of this is making me miss that time you played Twister on stage.
Yeah. 16.
It hits.
Ha! It does indeed. Oh, 1d8.
We don't do that much damage.
But I do it twice, right?
Yeah.
Do I get a roll for
you have
each
to roll
punch?
Twice, yeah.
Okay. So 8 plus 6 is math, 14 for the first
this
one.
This is the one that got chill touched?
Yes.
What does it look like when you kill it?
It shatters into a million pieces and then just a million tiny pieces because they're small, right?
Yes.
And it the pieces fall into the snake's mouth just by happenstance. The snake then is, first, it's twofold. First, are we gonna have the snakes attack us? Can I kill this thing? I'm gonna kill the snake. So the shards of ice,
snake,
you know, kind of slit its throat on the way through, and then they melt and he drowns.
Wow. That's something. All right. Christopher, you're up. The Viscount's up.
The three that are still alive and not dead or inside a snake and
yes.
Water, are they nearish each other?
Sure.
Because they came flying up together?
Absolutely.
So I could just walk up to the three of them, I want to have a nice friendly conversation maybe?
Yes.
Great. I walk up to them I want to have a nice friendly conversation.
Okay.
And then the Viscount's cat fur. Mm-hmm. As he was walking up, he was kind of shuffling.
Mm.
He's shuffling. And he gets right up to them, and he goes, and a burst of electricity hits all three of them.
Okay.
They all need to make con saves.
All right.
Must be nice to play a character, you know what's up.
Yeah.
Does a
a 5.
No.
Succeed.
Oh, it's a 22.
Rowan knows 7 languages. Why does that...
She's been around.
They all fail.
All right, cool. They all take 19 damage, thunder damage.
You destroy all of them.
Oh, damn.
Wow. Thanks, Viscount. That was really chill of you.
Are the 4 of you done fooling around? We need to find the staff of law.
Hey, I helped. At least I'm not as dumb as my idiot brother. He's no good. He's only got a law degree, but I got a PhD. So.
we gotta get there before I don't know what fucking.
Toby's coming out.
I don't get a drink of beer. I don't really listen to the show.
Later, I want to learn more about how you did that. I need to write it down in my books, which I love.
My Can I do an Arcana check to see what he did? Because I feel like Scud would know, because he's smarter than Toby.
Oh, oh shit. Oh.
What?
I don't think that's true.
Toby has a 22 intelligence.
Yeah, but did you have that dragon spell?
You know, I have street smarts, you know what I mean? Like...
Toby, you don't have to take that.
Okay, never mind, I rolled a 3.
Scud is stupid as hell.
Now, do Rock Sasha, don't they have, like, thumbs on the wrong side of their fingers?
Yeah.
Yes, my hands are reversed. It's normal.
Wow, that's gross.
Your hands are all reversed.
Truly upsetting to look upon.
Dude, quit doing that with your hands. We're not going to help you if you keep doing it. That's all there is. I got to go to my dad, who's an elf. I'm pretty sure.
Do you think I could have you as part of my skeleton army?
No. When I die, I return to the realm of the 9 hells where I was created, and there I wait for a year until I come back. This happened recently. It was very upsetting.
I think this is a bad kind. I don't know if we should be hanging out with him.
Why?
He just said he came from hell.
Lots of things come from hell.
Oh, all right.
This world is hell.
You must be fun at parties.
I am fun at parties. Thank you.
That's just how it is on this bitch of an earth.
Classic Lonnie Fraser.
The staff of law is this way, and we no longer have a large...
Well, quit fucking talking. Let's go.
All right, you guys continue through the forest. You ride on more snakes?
Yeah. 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 How many more snakes?
What are their names?
Oh, wait. Can
17
ride?
More snakes.
Oh. Oh, hell yeah. I'm vibing with these snakes right now.
I imagine it's like Santa's sleigh and it's just snakes, like all the way down.
Can I have snake skeletons that I carry us along like chariots? Like Roman gods, we go through the forest.
Yes.
Yes.
As we're going along, I'm using 1 minute to create natural camouflage for myself. And Rowan's being covered in like sticks, snake pelts, you name it.
All right, so you guys make it through. You're going through the forest. You're getting closer and closer to the staff. You can tell that
you
it's
feel it.
Just up ahead of you, around that big tree over there.
We must get to the other side of this tree. That should be doable for the 4 of you, right?
Oh.
Well, we got all these snakes.
I got this. Check this shit out. And then Rowan's gonna roll stealth. And using her hide in plain sight ability, which has been used tons of times.
I'm feeling very attacked right now.
Well, I'm obviously playing Rowan because I rolled a 1.
Yes. That's what you
did. Give me your body!
Bitch!
No.
All right, so.
For a total of 10. So I'm like,
check this out. I got this shit. I'm cool. And it was like,
and then just
clank, 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 clank.
That is very Rowan.
Yeah. Rowan stumbles across a
shit.
Log
fuck.
And
fuck axe.
She just bursts right into,
God damn
into
it.
The clearing, and she sees a small sprite.
Oh, hello.
She sees a small sprite. A small sprite comes out.
Is this the dude we're gonna fuck with? Is it Greg? Is your name Greg? Greg?
You think you see me through the trees, or maybe it is just some bees.
No, I see you. And even if it is bees, I'm gonna be mad. I'm gonna shoot you.
And since, you know, Rowan just stumbled right in there, I think I'm gonna give this sprite named Thirst a surprise round on you guys.
Nope.
And
this got 4D.
And he waves this staff, and suddenly your entire bodies are paralyzed. Except for your mouth.
Well, we're fucked. There's nothing we can do. That was a little too early. I'm sorry, everyone.
I mean to paralyze.
Somehow, this magical artifact has paralyzed you despite your immunity to it.
Yeah, it says here, staff
of law. It is the staff of law.
I almost did it again.
I'm pretty sure I can still do spells with my mouth.
Spells in your mouth again.
I can still cast a spell that only has a verbal component, right?
You could, sure.
Cool. Then the thirst needs to make a will save. Or a wisdom save. Sorry, different game.
A wisdom save, okay.
Oh, okay. Oh.
That is going to be a 32.
I like being on this side of the railroad.
Man, you guys, it seems like you're in a real pickle.
Yes. We should sing, right?
Oh, wait. Oh! Can I quit?
Watch that X.
I know, sorry.
Tell me that was acting.
I command my skeletons.
Yeah, that's it.
Hey, guys,
nice. You can
sing the song.
Oh, oh. Oops. Oh,
he needs a trouble.
We're in a lot
what
of trouble.
Get dressed over here.
Double. All right. Let's get
suddenly, crashing through the woods comes old Ben Dilladong.
Yay!
And he sings, "Old Ben has heard your rescue song. That didn't take very long."
We got and, all mixed up.
And he glares at Thirst and says, "Well, he sings." Sorry, little friend, your time is through.
But win this battle of rhyme, must you?
Oh no, it's a Feywild rhyme off.
The last time this happened was 300 years ago, at least.
You wish to retrieve this magical staff, but all you'll retrieve is my magical wrath.
I know your plan to release my brother. I'll give you one chance, you won't have another.
Don't give him a chance. I'm so stupid. A plus zero intelligence when I'm... Don't give him a chance. Just don't give him a chance.
You'll be gone or die, I don't care which. Either way, this battle is over. Bitch!
I'm sorry, that'll never be the result. And I don't care for your gendered insult.
We stand a Vandilodon.
Oh. Okay, that's fair. But what you do not realize...
Enough! My friends, you are no longer paralyzed. And then I'm going to leave because my brother Greg it might be right.
All right.
Shit.
And I guess you guys can now roll initiative.
So stupid. All right.
That's better.
Uh-oh, 17 20. For Rowan.
I did the same as before. 11.
14.
17.
Okay.
23.
I rolled a natural 20.
All right, wow, so Mr. Vicon, you're so powerful.
Throw those numbers at me.
Yeah, I guess.
17.
14.
11.
17.
So you got two 17s?
Yeah.
Pete, Lonnie has a higher.
Roll up,
yeah, I got 12 decks.
You have a higher than 12 decks.
No, it says 12.
I know, that's wrong.
Oh, it's 22. That's where it is.
In 5th edition, you choose who goes first.
Christopher, what does your character do?
The Viscount splits into four versions of himself.
God damn.
So there's now four Viscounts just
that's
kind of hanging out there. And then they all point at Thirst, and Thirst needs to make a constitution save.
Okay.
Or else he'll be first.
That is a 22.
That's the number he needed to make. So he only takes half of... he only takes half of 16.
Okay. That's 8.
Good job, Brian.
What does Thirst say in response to... What does it look like?
So the Viscount splits into four versions of himself.
Okay.
And then each of them waves their hands, and then they get a dejected look on their face remembering something. It fishes into their pouch and pulls out a puny little stick and goes... and points the stick at Thirst. The four sticks of despair at Thirst. And a thin, puny line of poison comes out and caresses Thirst lightly.
God, I wish that were me.
I think Lonnie is next.
Yeah.
What does Lonnie do?
Thank you for getting me out of having to make up a rhyme on the spot. Lonnie. Oh, I can't do that at the same time. Shit. Tipsy sway, I just get
we
drunk.
Punch.
Yeah, I know you punch. There's gotta be some flair.
We punch.
Okay, I punch with flair. That's a 13. I don't even want disadvantage. I want to punch a lot of times.
Okay, four punches.
Yeah. It's, so that's 13 plus a lot, 11, 24.
That hits.
That does. Hey. You can never be too sure. And that is 12 damage. And then that's 18 plus 11.
That also
so
hits.
Those hits. And then that's a mess. And then that's 7 damage. That's 4 plus, that's 15.
15 misses.
Son of a... 6 plus, that's 17.
That will also miss.
What?
Michael!
This character sucks.
who is the other 17?
Me.
Toby? Or no,
me,
Rowan, oh my god.
Yeah. Use my bonus attack. I'll take out my dancing rapier and throw it at him. Which
never happened before.
And I'll make a quick attack with that. That is a 15, which I think misses, so there's that.
Rowan's never figured that out that fast.
Drawing the oath bow and incanting in both abyssal, common, deep speech, elvish, primordial, sylvan, and undercommon, I say, eat my ass! Uh,
not under quite understanding what an Otho does, my first shot goes wildly astray. I attack again. Fuck this!
Inspiration.
No, wait. That's a 20. Okay. Yeah, 20. Does 20 hit?
A 20 hits.
Okay. I will do 1d8 piercing damage. I'll take that. That is 13 damage. And I'm going to run and try to hide into the aforementioned, my favorite character, the tree. Okay. I'm in the tree, Mike.
You're in the tree.
You thought you could hit me with your dancing rapier, but since we last met, I'm much more escapier.
Rowan just looks at you and says in Sylvan, "We've never met, bitch."
I know.
Then why did you say when we last met? Thought. And that's my turn. Wait, have they already taken damage?
Yeah.
Then I do an extra, with the thing we all know and love, Colossus Slayer, an extra D8 of damage. So they take 4
damage more. Okay. I definitely didn't write down your initiative.
I had a 14.
Okay, you're next.
Okay. I want to, can I do Spiritual Weapon and Necrotic Touch? Chill Touch. I do those two things.
Okay,
Michael.
Do them.
I forgot I'm playing Bachman. Yeah. Okay, Chill Touch is 13 plus 9, 22.
Oh! That hits. I like how you roll. Just
yeah.
Wing!
Learn some techniques here. 12 necrotic damage, and then Spiritual Weapon. I don't know what it does.
It sounds cool,
it
though.
It does a lot.
But I roll the dice, or does it automatically hit?
Ask Mike. It's
which spell is that? Spiritual Weapon. Oh, Spiritual Weapon. I think it hits.
It's an attack.
Yeah,
roll.
I know.
Yeah,
when you conjure an attack, throw all d20.
As per...
Yeah, but Kat, would you... What
when
would
I use the attack
at?
Action, I can make one weapon attack as a bonus action.
Spiritual... Right. Weapon.
Spiritual weapon is.
Yeah, but that's the one where like the weapon stays for like a long time, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, cast that shit at like fucking 8th level.
Okay, I don't do the attack and I cast it super high level.
Yeah, because then it does a shit ton of damage forever.
8th level.
I assume. Okay.
No damage.
No damage.
I just cast spiritual attack, but it does attack, right?
Yeah,
it does. It swings.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I need to roll an attack. Or no.
What's that?
Roll. Yeah, roll.
I don't know what I roll.
A d20.
Okay. I've never played this game before. I rolled a 4.
I'm feeling attacked.
9?
Unfortunately, that misses.
Well, I think we learned a lot about
this. We had a lot of fun.
What does Toby do?
Well...
I would like to cast my classic spell, Lightning Bolt.
So we got real sassy.
Cast that before.
You're so mad.
I feel like you see a hand bust out of the tree, like, nope.
27.
That is definitely gonna hit.
Nice. I don't know how much damage this does. It doesn't say on the character sheet.
I don't know if I've cast it before. So.
The classic spell that Toby loves to cast, Lightning Bolt.
Let's say D2D8 for fun. Don't correct us.
Yeah. Sure.
It's gotta be like, it's like 8, it's like 8D6 or
it's gotta be a lot.
Yeah, that's, yeah. For sure, we're in the Feywild. Things are weird now.
Take that. Yeah. All right. Let's just load. Just load me up.
Yeah. Just load her up with a bunch of
these. Give me all these sharp dice.
Yeah, every D8 on the table.
Everyone, lend me your D8s.
D8. I have 6 D8s. It does 8 and 6.
Well, we're going to do 68. Yeah. Too much math, what is this? Hate it.
Statistically. 10,
15.
You have a 22 intelligence, I'm saying. And you went to Harvard.
Shut up!
She brought it up again.
26!
You fry this little guy.
Hell yes! Once again, my classic lightning bolt saves the day.
Can you give us a Toby growl? Barks. Okay.
That's you it. Hit me with your lightning bolts, my flesh will burn and my skin will molt.
Ew.
That's right. Take that.
Thirst falls to the ground. And...
and to those at home, there's literally a Sprite can being jangled along.
And does Thirst say anything?
Oh, yeah, shit, he does, doesn't he?
You're feeling proud, but you soon will mourn, for this isn't even my final form.
No. Out of nowhere, Ben Dillodong bursts in and says, "We only have so much time for this episode, so please forgive me, I need to railroad."
Nice job.
And Thirst is dead.
Yeah!
No! Take that!
Yet another cosmic character fight the villain. Y'all ever seen a man tongue a Sprite can before?
Thirst is defeated.
Do we win?
And he flies off, wing broken, and disappears into the brush.
I thought you said he's dead.
No, it was a lie. It was a clever lie.
I pick up the staff of love.
The Viscount picks up the staff of law.
What does it do?
You're the most useful. And he slams the staff of law into the ground and bursts into flames and disappears from his flame of existence.
What the hell just happened?
That's where I went.
I had so many questions to ask him. I wonder if I can find him later and add to my notes.
Well, I think this has been real enlightening. We've all deserved an egg-salad sandwich.
Ben goes, "Well, that's great. I just wanted that staff out of here. You've done the Feywild a great service today. Stay the night in my cabin, we'll have another feast.
Oh God.
And in the morning I'll take you to a magical grove that will let you travel anywhere you want across all the planes of existence."
That's convenient.
Isn't it?
Can you put us back in our normal bodies?
Oh, we can wait till tomorrow.
Okay, yeah, I'll go ahead. You're back in your normal bodies. I've got some stuff to do. See you guys later.
Why did a bear just walk out on stage?
And that's the end of the episode.
when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, Prime members. You can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.